maybe just to start, obviously this year's walk is going to be pretty different with COVID-19. Maybe you can kind of just tell us a little bit about that and how this year's walk, or maybe I should say walks, will kind of look.
Sure. We've been supporting Alzheimer's research through the walk for at least a decade. I had a personal experience with a beloved uncle who died of Alzheimer's some time ago, and it's just heartbreaking to be with someone who you knew your whole life, and they're kind of living in this empty vessel because their brain has been ravaged by Alzheimer's. So, you know, since that time, I took an active interest in wanting to support research, both patient-oriented or clinical research, and the science-oriented or laboratory research. Those are the two major categories of research that are taking place right now with respect to Alzheimer's. The present event that we're trying to raise awareness for is the Walk to End Alzheimer's that's scheduled for Saturday, September 12th. And as you said, because of COVID, it's going to be virtual for the most part this year. There will be some actual walking, but it'll be socially distanced. There's a website that you can go on to sign up. It's act.alz.org. There are already 800 local registrants and 300 teams, but we're looking for more because we're looking to raise a minimum of $600,000 this year for Alzheimer's research.
And Steve, have you had a chance to like physically participate in the walks downtown? Have you had a chance to do that before?
I have, many years in a row. It's always, it's kind of weird this year with COVID, obviously. Like everything is, but, you know, we're going to do our best to have, physical separation and participation, virtually as far as, there'll be an online, opening ceremony at 9:30 on Saturday. But there will be, you know, people actually walking in the city of Buffalo and elsewhere, surrounding the city.
And I've talked with participants before, and a lot of times they kind of talk about the camaraderie of that event, you know, seeing how many other people are out walking and have maybe been impacted too. You've kind of alluded to it, but it will be kind of weird this year to not maybe have that same kind of camaraderie. And, you know, you guys hoping that maybe through virtual, we can still get a little bit of that.
Well, I think the camaraderie is still there because a lot of the people who have taken an interest in Alzheimer's are, like me, people who have had loved ones, family members who have suffered from and usually died from Alzheimer's. So people have that commonality. Just for those who may not really understand what Alzheimer's is, it's an irreversible progressive brain disorder that slowly destroys a person's memory and thinking skills. And it's a spectrum. There are some people that it doesn't affect as much as others, but it is progressive and it will eventually kill anybody who gets afflicted with it because of the nature of the disease. And right now there is no cure for it. There are a number of drugs that through laboratory research have been developed and approved by the FDA, but you know, they're of limited efficacy for some people, and sometimes the side effects of some of these drugs are just so bad that it just doesn't work at all for certain patient populations. It's an amazing network of research that's happening throughout the country in virtually every major medical center under the umbrella of the Alzheimer's Disease Research Centers. We have some excellent facilities in New York State, including Columbia and Mount Sinai, NYU, and elsewhere. But it's a broad national organization that, you know, all the big university medical centers have taken an interest in. Cleveland Clinic is nearby us as well. Mayo Clinic is in Rochester, Minnesota. So, you know, there are many, many, you know, very, you know, high profile medical facilities that have taken an interest in this, but you know, they need funding. So that's what this is all about.
You know, for people who haven't had Alzheimer's personally impact their family. Can you just describe, you know, why it's so devastating to lose someone in this way? How is Alzheimer's difficult to deal with when it's a loved one, somebody you've maybe known your whole life? Why is it so maybe difficult to deal with that for someone who hasn't been impacted by it?
Well, just in my case, this uncle was almost like a second father to me, and somebody who I knew, you know, for my entire life. You know, great person. You know, he was an engineer. You know, smart guy. Could, you know, work on engines, and he was just, you know, a guy who I came to be known as, who came to be known to me as a highly competent person. And you know, when he was afflicted with Alzheimer's, it just kind of went away, and his body was still there, but it was just so difficult to be next to him, you know, remembering what he was and what he was capable of, and seeing that he became essentially an empty vessel because his brain had been destroyed by Alzheimer's. So it's not easy. It's not easy, and it's very difficult on the caregivers. You know, you've got, you know, so in many cases, you've got elderly people who are caring for their elderly spouse who's afflicted with Alzheimer's, and the caregiver has all kinds of health issues, his or herself. So that's a whole other aspect of it that people don't like to talk about, because many times the Alzheimer's patient doesn't necessarily wind up in a memory care unit. They're at home and they're being taken care of by another elderly person. So that's not easy.
The Alzheimer's Association, their goal this year is $600,000. I believe that's about roughly $40,000 higher than last year. So, I mean, clearly COVID and the different format hasn't made the association and you guys as sponsors lower your expectations at all, right? You guys feel that you can still meet previous years and even go beyond that, even with this different format?
I certainly hope so. That's the goal. I mean, COVID is, you know, it's kind of an, you know, all consuming problem that we have going on in the country right now. But that doesn't mean that these other serious issues, have gone away or even faded into second place. Alzheimer's remains the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and it's the third leading cause of death among people over the age of 65. So, you know, it remains a real problem and will for some time to come. So, yeah, I'm hoping that people still step up to the plate.